Last Tuesday, August 20th, six of seven candidates for Rifle City Council spoke at a forum in the Rifle Council chambers. New candidates for office are Brian Condi, John Deuce, Raquel Mendizabal, and Dana Wood. Candidates running for re-election to the council are Ed Green, Joe Elliott, and Clint Hostetler, who was unable to attend the forum. The first question posed to candidates focused on the predicted decline in severance taxes as a result of SB 181. Responses revolved around diversifying the economy. Candidate Dana Wood spoke about continuing to improve the downtown, and here comments on the potential for more tourism in Rifle.
I think the city of Rifle has done a really great job on getting on the right path of diversifying our economy over the last few years. There are a lot of affordable recreational opportunities in this community that you can't find anywhere else in Colorado, and there's billions of dollars to be made from the recreation industry, from tourism.
Councillor Ed Green also emphasized diversification, but focused on a different strategy.
You have to approach it with the 80-20 rule. You spend 80% of your time focusing on making existing businesses grow and prosper, and in the other 20% of your time, you're trying to attract employers who can produce goods and services that they can sell outside of our community.
Councillor Joe Elliott said the city needs to maintain the oil and gas industry and that joining the Western Local Governments Coalition is part of those efforts. He also proposed ideas to bring people off of I-70 into the town and spoke about redevelopment efforts in the area.
The redevelopment that we have going on in town is really exciting with the pool, with Wendy's, all that. I'd like to continue that. And I think we can back up our economy by continuing that redevelopment of our area.
Candidate John Deuce commented on the potential impacts of lost severance taxes.
You mentioned severance taxes. That's straight with production. If you're not drilling, your production's going like this. So those severance taxes, they're going to go down. They really are. So I'm afraid they're going to go after property taxes to make up for that.
Candidate Brian Condi stated that the town shouldn't govern itself with fear and that its businesses can prepare for a recession. He also said it's easier to retain existing businesses than attract new ones.
How can we help our businesses in the city is something we should look at. Maybe even reduction in taxes or no food tax for a year to help our businesses. But it's the city council's responsibility to do policy that will preserve our existing businesses to help them through.
And candidate Raquel Mendizabal spoke about Rifle being in a good place and highlighted the potential for future growth.
I believe that Rifle is strong right now, standing at a strong point. Right now, we just got Wendy's, Arby's, and I feel like if we didn't have so much potential, those businesses wouldn't be wanting to be here in Rifle.
After speaking on a number of other issues, candidates finished up the evening by commenting on things they liked and things they would like to improve on in the town of Rifle. Here, I included their comments on things they wanted to improve, starting with Councillor Joe Elliott.
I don't want the town to look like squalor, or I don't want it to turn to blight. We still have some areas in town that need improvement. North at Rifle, right there by City Market, all in there. I'd like what we have to get redeveloped and be really nice and work really well.
Here's new candidate Brian Condi.
I love the friendliness of the people. You get to see and interact with the same people over and over. Yeah, there are some transient people that come through, but they feel of that camaraderie that we have. But the long-term citizens, we're there for each other, looking out for each other, and that's what I want to preserve as long as we can with this 9,000-plus population we have here in Rifle.
Next up was candidate John Deuce.
What I don't like about it, I don't know, they made me get rid of my chickens downtown, so. That's the one thing. I liked my chickens, so. No, it was okay. It was a rule. It's okay. I got over it.
And here's candidate Dana Wood.
I don't like all the fast food. I would really like to be more inclusive of our entire population so that everyone does have a voice. Everyone feels like they can contribute their ideas, their opinions, their vision for what they want their community to look like. And then I would like to see the gateways improved and not look like blight, to quote Joe.
Squalor.
Yeah. Blight, squalor, you know.
And here's Raquel Mendizabal.
I would love to see more community engagement. because we are such a small and tight community, we can only improve on that. And with small business, I want to be able to share the resources and tools that we have to offer that, you know, a lot of people don't know about unless you're involved in different boards or such. But I would love to share that information with others.
And last to comment was Councillor Ed Green.
I would like to see us focus more on employee housing. I think we're going to reach a point where that's going to become a critical issue. So we need to keep our housing stock going, and I think we need to develop employee housing.
Other topics discussed at the forum were as follows: the City of Rifle's strategic plan, strategies to improve employee retention in the city, the recent addition of recreational marijuana, the need for a detox center, a proposed tax on nicotine vaping products, feasibility of a localized public transportation system in Rifle, and the cost versus benefits of the Ute Theater. You can hear the candidates discuss all of this in further detail at riflenow.org. And one more time, I want to mention that Clint Hostetler was not able to make the forum, but you can reach him by going to rifleco.org and going to the City Council page. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.